Bow your heart with me again, if you would. Lord, as I share from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, I pray that it would be a quickening word. I pray that it would bless our hearts. And Lord, we want to give you thanks for all that has been, and we thank you for all that shall be in this coming year. Thank you, Lord, you've already been there ahead of us. You know exactly what this new year will hold. And we thank you, and we trust you, and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, it was a great Christmas season in the church, wasn't it? It was good. I'm kind of looking forward to something new. You know, it's funny how you have it, and you're like, Christmas, oh, Christmas. And I find it, oh, it's over, good. Now we can get back to work, do some hard stuff. And I think it just is that's what happens when we face a new year. It has some kind of funny quirks to it. But I'm grateful for the Christmas season. I'm grateful for the people of God and the love and the care. It's a wonderful thing. It really is. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 and verse 19. This is a very inspiring passage of Scripture. And when I read it the other day, although I have preached on this in this church, when I read it the other day, the affirmation just quickened me. And I said in my heart as I read it, I said, yes, 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 Lord. That's what. So let me read it. I'll go back to verse 18. As surely as God is faithful, our word to you has not been yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, was not yes and no. But in him, it is always yes. Oh, in it always yes. For all the promises of God, oh, God's faithfulness, it's always yes. All the promises of God find their yes in him. Oh, do they ever? That is why it is through him that we utter our amen. We say, yes, amen. Yes, amen. We utter our amen to God for his glory. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us, and who also puts his seal on us and given us his spirit, as if that wasn't enough, and given us his spirit in our hearts as an absolute guarantee that all of that will come to pass. What struck me, and again, this is not going to be a long message. It'll be hopefully just the right length. But Jesus is the yes. He is the yes, the divine yes. E. Stanley Jones wrote a book just when in his 89th year after he had a stroke. And he wrote a book called The Divine Yes. And indeed, he meant it with all of his heart. But as I thought about that, I thought there's many people are afraid to surrender their hearts and their lives to God. They're afraid. They're afraid to say yes to God. They are afraid that if they did surrender their lives to Jesus, it would say no to living. I want to do this. No, can't do that. No, no. And for many, their concept of the faith is a large no. You know, it's always some rule, some regulation. But the affirmation here is that it's the yes. Yes. So it's not, and my experience is this, it's not death. When you follow the Lord, you discover life. It's yes. All I can look over this last year to his faithfulness, yes. To his care, yes. Watching over me, absolutely watching over me. Yes, yes, yes. I can't think of one no. And even when there were some difficulties and some setbacks and some reversals, in the midst of that, I felt my heart saying, yes, trust me. Even in that time, in that difficulty. And so you don't want to say no to living, but many people say, well, so they sit on the periphery. They don't really enter in. It's no, or perhaps they're saying maybe, or I'll see how it works out. But there's no resounding yes. And my admonition to you today is that when we go out of here thinking, well, there's going to be a new year. By the way, it takes a long time for me. I don't know why it is. It took me 6 months, or 5 months anyway, to get 2012. Right. So now I've got it. I'm really on to 2012. Now to change it. So now it's 2013, or will be 2013. But one thing, you must, in your heart, as you approach this new year, with all of its challenges, with all of its intricacies and good things and bad things and amazing things that happen, how in the world could you possibly face it if you don't face it with God's yes? Right? Who wants to go out the front doors here this morning and said, I said maybe? Or if I go there, or I said no. No to living. I want to live. I don't want to be stifled. Well, my experience is, and all the people that I know who have done the same thing, as we yielded ourselves to the Lord, we found more life than we could ever dream. It was yes and yes and yes and yes, yes. Say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Kind of stuff by the young people. If you like dancing, dance. Because why? Because there's something with the quality of living. You see, the essence of the Christian life, and maybe this needs to be said, the essence of biblical Christianity is really union with Christ. That's what it's all about. Let me give you some examples of that. There's just some verses, Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Oh. Well, that's a start for a new year, isn't it? Christ lives in me. That's my motto in many ways. With Christ. With Christ. Union. The Lord saved you not in order to get you to heaven. You're going to heaven, but it's a byproduct. He saved you so you could have union with Jesus and all of the things that go along with that. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Oh, these are, I feel like I'm saying something off of It's a Wonderful Life, but this is really swell. This is really swell. It's just so wonderful that it says there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Union with him. You see, to me, it's not the Christian faith that takes me anywhere. I could chuck that for a moment. Again, thinking of East Anna, the reason I'm thinking of East Anna Jones is because my dear wife found a book that I hadn't read, can't believe it, on that, because I really have appreciated him which is odd for a Pentecostal, because he was, as Brother Pritchard said, he was quite liberal in his own time, apparently. But at any rate, hasn't been in my life. And he formed, and when he was a missionary to India, he formed these what we call round tables. And there would be a Hindu would be invited, and a Sikh would be invited, and a Muslim would be invited, and of course he would be there too. And one of the rules of this round table discussion was you could not attack another person's doctrine, you could only present your own. So he said, as we go around, each person would tell the story of Islam, tell the story of Buddha, tell the story. And so they would tell their story, and then he would tell the story of Jesus, that God became a man so he could come to earth, so he could die and rise again and come into your heart by the Holy Spirit and live inside of you forever. And all the requirements that are necessary for the Christian life are wrapped up in Jesus who lives in you. See, and of course, everybody's just blinking because their systems were bankrupt compared to the beauty and the awesomeness of what I just said. And I thought, that's a wonderful thing. So he by the way, he had about 3 nervous breakdowns, literally breakdowns, because of the pressures of the work. And finally, the Lord spoke to him and said, if you promise not to worry, I'll look after you. And, you know, he never had another breakdown again in his whole life. His wife lived to be 100. He lived to be 89, I think, or 90. It was really a long, rich time. And so what he said, that he, and he really felt this with all of his heart, that he would never again defend Western civilization, ever again, because of the politics of it and all the other things that go along with it. So that was the one thing. He would never defend Western culture. The second thing, he would never defend Christendom. He would never defend it. He said he would only defend Christ. See, Christianity is Christ. Don't make it your church. It'll break your heart. Right? It will. Don't make it your religion. Don't try to defend something that you can't. What can we defend about Western culture? What can we defend about Christendom with all of its horrors? But we can present Jesus. You see, he's the divine yes. Because he fulfills and meets the deepest needs. So Galatians 2:20 tells us something. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1 tells us something. That it's, if you know, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Paul understood it. He got this, obviously. He got this. And then I think of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17. But he who is joined to the Lord, oh, amen, becomes one spirit with him. I'll read that again. But he who is joined to the Lord, I'm joined to the Lord, you are joined to the Lord, becomes one spirit with him. Yes, he's in me. He's with me. He guides me. He directs me. I say yes. I say yes, Lord, to all of those things that you desire to do. You see, the Christian faith is not just a little better than other faiths. And I'm careful about that, not to offend. But it's not just a little bit better than other faiths. It's a different in kind. It's different in kind. Religions are our search for God. Would you agree with me? That's what religions universally are, man's search for God. The gospel is God's search for us. It's completely different. It's not what you do. It's what Jesus has done for you and in you. That's the difference. It's a different thing altogether. It can't be compared. Because it's not, we're not searching. We've discovered when Christ comes into your life, that's the difference it makes. It's absolutely powerful. So while I was reading 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 18 to verse 22, I felt moved by this affirmation, this yes. See, it's not yes and no. In him, it's always yes. What? These promises of God. God says yes to humanity. How do I know that? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God so loved the world. And he's cleansed, and he died for our sins. And not just for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Christ took upon him every sin ever that was ever to be committed. Took it upon himself. And so, this great affirmation of yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Jesus is the yes. He's the divine yes to life. If you want life, surrender yourself in a greater way to the Lord here this morning. And you will discover the life that there is in Jesus. And I know many have already have. But I speak to that person who's head and say, I'm a little afraid to go deeper in this. Oh, you must. You must say yes more to the Lord. And as even as I was praying the other night, I said, Lord, I say yes to you. I don't know what's going to be happening this new year. But I know with you living in me and me living in you, it all will be sufficient. Everything will be just right. I say yes. I put my hand in your hand. I trust nothing of myself. I will not look. I mean, I thank, by the way, I don't mean to be critical of the church. I thank the Lord for this church. I love this church. But I also know that you cannot put your trust in it. Your trust must be in Christ alone. That's always and forever it must be that way. So we say yes to life, to what Jesus wants to do. So for all the promises of God. Now, Paul bases this on something. Let me read the text again. For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ. I know, and I can declare this, that all my needs and all of our needs together will be met in Christ. I thank the Lord for all of his provisions for this new year. See, needs will arise, right, of different kinds. Emotional needs, physical needs, financial, everything, everybody. We all have the same kind of life that way. But I'm grateful, believing that God will fully meet he will all the direction I need because I'm established in Christ. All the direction I need, I will look to the Lord. You will look to the Lord. All the supply that we need, all the support that we need, all the encouragement that we need, it's found in him. And that beautiful, what Paul's trying to say here is that there's a guarantee. There's a guarantee in this. That, so we can look at this affirmation a little closer, and in verse 21, the divine yes comes with a guarantee. But it doesn't stop at that. So he says the promises, yes, and we utter our amen to God for his glory. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ. In Christ. There it is again. In Christ. And has anointed us. See, the divine yes gives us anointing for what purpose? For ministry. That's the other thing is together as my wife and I, as we serve the Lord, that's our plan to serve the Lord who lives within us. As we do that, there will be an anointing for that. And that's his promise to us. That's a beautiful, and has anointed. Now, why are you anointed? You're anointed for a purpose. I have a desire. I felt that the Lord used me a bit last year. And I say that honestly, a bit. I felt used of the Lord on many occasions, but I felt there should have been more. And maybe that's the good part. To be greater used of God. And when we wrap this service up in a few minutes, I want to come and stand with you. I want a greater usefulness in 2013. I'm grateful for everything that I said or did or tried to encourage somebody. I'm grateful for that. And Val and I are grateful for chances we've had to encourage people. But it seemed like there should have been more. It seemed that I needed to press in more to be a greater blessing, a greater anointing. And he says, God is the one who anoints you and puts us in Christ and anoints us. Well, then if it's you, Lord, then I would say to all of you, whatever you do, press in. Don't say, well, I think it'll ever will be. I think in some ways, I kind of say, whatever will be. I don't think so. I think whatever will be is what I trust the Lord for. Right? I find that nobody, oh, that sun. I hate that sun. Don't you hate it? Second time we saw it this year. Wow, it frightened me for a moment. What is that thing? I want to rededicate my heart and say, Lord, for all that has been, yes. For all that will be, yes, yes, yes. Anoint me. As he said, he who put places in Christ has anointed us and has also, again, these are guarantees, and also put a seal on us. Now, you've heard me speak of this over years ago. I used to have a real job for a trucking company, a part-time job, but it was a trucking company. And after they loaded these trucks, they would put a seal on the back of the truck, these big semi-trailers. Now, this thing was tons, hundreds and thousands of pounds of goods. And they would take this flimsy little piece of metal, just a little bit. That's how it used to be. Now it's probably all done electronically. But and they would put it through the door and the frame. They put it through, click. That's all there was. Move that trailer out, it would end up at Thunder Bay or Vancouver. It'd end up somewhere. And when it got to its destination, if that little metal tag had been tampered with in any way possible, they would not be accepted. That whole trailer unit would not be accepted. It was a guarantee that the person who clicked that in, wrote it down, that now is a guarantee for safe delivery. And if it's been tampered with, it doesn't belong there. I remember thinking, that's, you know, if you put your brakes on, that's not going to, it wasn't that way. It was just the very symbol. It was Reimer Express. It was a very symbol, Reimer Express, do not tamper with. And that's exactly the same picture. Who has sealed us? And it has to do with ownership. It's a guarantee. Put his seal on us and given us his spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. So it's kind of like he scans over all of us. Your mind, click, click. Everybody's drawing. All those that belong to the Lord are being drawn to his magnet. He said, because I'm going to guarantee you that you'll be with me forever. And he said, that's why it's yes, yes, yes. Absolute guarantee. And given us his spirit in our hearts. Oh, that's swell too, isn't it? That's just great. It doesn't get any better than that. He seals us with promises. And so the divine yes makes a pledge for the future. A down payment, if you would. That's really what this is. It's an. I think the proper word is an earnest. I don't know what that means in today's standard, but it's called an earnest. A down payment that, he says, the fact that he's given you his Holy Spirit and the fact he sealed you in Christ Jesus, that is the guarantee that the rest is on the way. Whatever God will do, the rest is on the way, absolutely guaranteed that it's all going to work out and Christ will be honored and glorified and he will get us safely to heaven. But wouldn't it be interesting if this was the year that we went to heaven, that the trumpet sounded? It would be amazing. Sure throw our prophecy charts off, wouldn't it? I've often thought that in Revelation it says there was in heaven the space of half an hour of silence. Now that's probably, you know, the erasers rubbing because we didn't get it right until the Lord comes, and that's why he's out of grace and mercy and kindness to us. He just give you a moment. He just fix your chart up there. You're a little, wasn't quite as you saw it. So what is the result of that? We say yes to his guarantee. We say yes to his promises. We say yes to his anointing. I say yes, Lord. And if you would pray for me this year, if you think of me to pray for me, that you'd pray that I'd be greater used than ever before. Just say, Brother, God bless Brother Owen and really, really use him. Because that's on my heart. It might be on your, maybe there's other things that are on your heart. But I say, yes, Lord, whatever you do will be just the right thing. So I ask the question. Have you said yes to all of God's yes to you? Let me read that again. Have you said yes to all of God's yes to you? See, God looked at you and said yes. He placed you in Christ. He said yes. He filled you with the Holy Spirit. He said yes. He anointed you with oil or anointed you for service. God said yes to you. God's yes to you must have a resounding yes. Yes. It can't be otherwise. There can't be a dragging of the feet. There can't be a, I'll have to get back to you. There must be a response. So have I said yes to all of God's yes for me? Or did I say no? Or did I say maybe? Or not right now? I got lots happening, God. I'm not right now. But oh, there would be a prayer. A prayer, something like this. Oh, God, I consecrate myself to forsake the no and the maybe and the not now of my unbelief. And I say yes to everything in your yes to me. I can guarantee you something. We'll be sitting here. We'll be sitting here. And we will have gone somewhere. We say, what a year, what a ride. And why would it be? Why is it going to be? Brian Weber, you and I, you've kind of talked to us about that. About do we have a sense of hammering it out? Because we want to look back and say, what a year. So many were saved. So many were touched. So many were influenced. So many families were strengthened. So many people found the Lord and are walking in Him. And before their whole life was a no, now it's a yes. You could see it on their face. They said yes to God. What will it be? Because you can't just coast and hope it'll be. Say, well, I hope wish you all the best for the new year. No, I don't wish. I pray that over you. That you'll be stirred to the depths of your being. That affirmation, you say, Owen, when you read that and you said, say yes to God, my heart said yes. Because if your heart leapt, I can guarantee you something's going to be happening. You're going to be very excited about. I think there's just something about the yes. Yeah, yes, Lord. Yes to all of your yes in my life. I say, here I am. Thank you. Yes. Yes. What about that difficult time? Then with tears in our eyes, we'll say yes. What about that, you know, challenge? We'll say yes. What about that attack of the enemy? We'll stand against him. We'll say yes to God. You see what I'm saying? There's every area of your life this affects, not just in church. And we'll have this opportunity. And to me, I'm quite thrilled about it. You got some living to do. Right? You've got some living. To be used of the Lord right until Jesus comes. Don't sit back. Time, now maybe I'm just because of my zone that I'm in, maybe I'm in being influenced by that, but that's okay. But I don't want to let this thing go by without saying, Lord, what I wanted exactly what you wanted only for my life. So I'd like you to stand if you would, please. So here's the question. Can you, by God's grace, say yes to everything in his yes to you? He looked at you and he said yes. That blows me away. He looked at my life, my sister's life, because we got saved at the same time. And somehow he put his hand on my sister Barb, and he put his hand on me and he said, yes, I choose you. What? You chose me? Yes, I did. For my eternal purposes. And he said, I filled you with my Holy Spirit. Yes, you did. He said, I've given you my peace and my joy. I've established you in Christ. Yes, you have. Then he's waiting. God's waiting right now. He's waiting for you. He's waiting. He's waiting for you to say, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I say yes. Just close your eyes so we're not distracted by each other. And just out of your heart, say, thank you, God, for looking at me and saying yes. Thank you for setting your love upon me. Thank you for calling me out of darkness. Thank you. It's not about my efforts. It's what Christ has done and what Christ will do. Thank you for giving me the Holy Spirit. Thank you for saying yes. And so, Lord, we don't say yes and no or yes and maybe. We say to you, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Will you ask the Lord to use you in a greater way? Thank him for all that he has, but there's more. There's much, much more. And I know that, and you know that. I'll have to guard the TV watching. I have to guard other things because I know those are the robbers. So Lord, help me. And Lord, I pray that you would protect us from the distractions. We know there's many, many distractions. But we yield our hearts to you, each one of us here today. Thank you for the mercies of the Lord. They're new every day. Thank you for health and strength. Lord, I pray you'd keep us in strength and health to serve you, to give us energy and fill us full of your life and your power. Lord, I pray that we'll be the most optimistic people in town, the most positive people in town, because we said yes to the one who already said yes to us. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you. We give ourselves to you. Thank you for this new year coming. Thank you, God. And Lord, help us to get our true identity in you and not from the TV screen and all of the horrors that are on there. We focus on you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Here's your opportunity. You can have coffee with Rex Checker on the patio. I mean, that alone. The last Sunday of the year. You say, well, how'd you spend your... Oh, I had coffee with Rex. Partly because it's free. That's my point was, it was free. If you're able to join us on the patio. It's always a good moment in there to have a cup of coffee. Happy New Year to all of you.